not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find. Address unknown.
Address unknown. Honey child, I ain't even got a trace of you. You know one thing? I'd give anything in the world just to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you and everything else so long. I should have been diplomatic and figured that someday you'd be solid gone.
Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find. Address unknown.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tubbs Free Farm Radio, and this is Strange Waves. Starting off something a little different today. That was Address Unknown by the Inkspots. If you watched Better Call Saul like I did, then that song's going to be very familiar. You know, this Monday came and went, and I was feeling sad because for the first time in a while, well, I guess not counting the midseason break, but for the first time in a while, I didn't have something to look forward to that night and a show to watch. And I feel this strange connection to Better Call Saul now once it's finished, because it really was the first, like, a first show that I would consider to be one of my favorites that I actually watched air live. I watched a good bit of Game of Thrones as it aired, but was never into that as much into that as I am into like the Breaking Bad universe. But yeah, it's weird having watched the finale air with everyone else, and then now it's just over. I'm happy for Vince Gilligan, though, because the guy's a genius, and I hope that now that Better Call Saul's over, he'll have an opportunity to really spread his wings and write some new stuff, which he said he's pitching a show already, so, I mean, I'll watch anything he puts out, so yeah. But yeah, that song's used during the future sequences in Black and White when Saul is now Gene, for those of you who haven't seen the show. But yeah, got a pretty laid-back set today, I think. Just going to try to have some fun. Really nice out. Starting to cool down a little bit. At least it was the past couple days. It's seeming to heat up right as I say that. But yeah, we'll keep the music going. Got something special in the mid-set for you guys that I hope you all enjoy. So yeah, up next, we got an Animal Collective song that I've definitely played on the show before, but it's one of my personal favorites. Summertime Clothes off of Meriwether Post Pavilion. Enjoy.
sheets. 4 minutes leak in my AC squeaks. And a voice from the clock says you're not gonna get tired. My bed is a pool and the walls on fire. I soak my head in the sink for a while. Chills in my neck and it makes me smile. But my bones have to move and my skin's gotta breathe.
Alright, so that was Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective. I was actually playing Skate 3 a couple days ago because I was trying to get a little bit of, you know, childhood nostalgia, and that song came on because that game has an unreasonably good soundtrack for what it is. But yeah, and I was like, oh, it's a great song. I should play that on my show again. But yeah, so if, again, back to, I don't know why I'm just fixating on this Better Call Saul conversation, but if you're like me and you're looking for something new to watch, I got some recommendations. Off bat would be Barry, but basically the entire internet's telling everybody to watch Barry, so I'm not going to be the first one to say that. It's awesome, though. Really, really good. Season 2 and 3 in particular are just absolutely excellent television. Definitely worth watching if you have HBO. Next would be... I just started this one, so I haven't really formed a full opinion on it, but I really like what I've seen so far. It's a show called Severance. It's on Apple TV+. It's got Adam Scott, Christopher Walken, and a John Turturro in it. Basically, it's a sci-fi show about this company that exists that has, like, a bottom floor, right? A basement floor. And everybody who works on the basement floor is working on some kind of, like, top-secret data analysis. But the twist is that in order to work on this bottom floor, they go through a process called severance, which effectively splits their consciousness between work and their personal life. So when they come down the elevator to the basement floor, all the memories from their personal life leave their mind, and they're just thinking about work. And they're not conscious when they're in there, but it's weird. It's tough to explain, but if you have Apple TV Plus for some reason, which I do because I don't because it was, I guess, was a deal, I would highly recommend checking it out, or just, you know, find it somehow. But yeah, it's a really good show, really well made so far. Ben Stiller directed most of the episodes. Yeah, it's cool. And also the Game of Thrones spinoff, House of Dragon, watched the first episode on Sunday with my friends, and it was pretty good. Much better than I was expecting. Much more old school Game of Thrones stuff that interests me, that everybody scheming and politics and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to be excited to see how that plays out. Hope they maintain a straight line from the pilot. But yeah, so that's what I would recommend watching if you're looking for something. Those are three really solid recommendations. Up next, got a song from Ween, title track from The Mollusk. Very excited to see them in October for their Halloween show on October 29th. Yeah, I don't know. I've been getting back into Ween. Heard a lot of really good things about their live performances, which, if you know me and you know the music I listen to, I'm always going for bands that are known for being good live. But yeah, this is The Mollusk. Enjoy. So yeah, The Mollusk might be best known for Ocean Man, thanks to the SpongeBob movie, but it's a really, really cool kind of light concept album, in the sense that, like, everything has a theme of the ocean, and it's fun, and I really like, you know, their use of synths in it, and their guitar playing. It's all good stuff. Check it out if you liked what you heard. But yeah, so we got something special. Doing something I've never done before on this show, and I think it requires a little bit of preface for everybody who's not initiated to, I think, appreciate. So, I don't think it's a bold statement to say the Grateful Dead are probably the most documented American band in history. I would wager money on that, because there's no other band I can think of that has upwards of 19,000 tapes on the Internet Archive. And so, for again, those of you who aren't initiated, back in the day, at Dead shows, people used to do tape trading, and really just among Deadheads in general. And what it was somebody would get a recorder, either holding it in the crowd, which generally yielded pretty terrible audio quality, or they would have somebody working the soundboard record it from there. And that's much better quality, and that's what I have today. And then trade tapes. So shows kind of became legendary through tape trading way before they were ever released physically or digitally, as they now are. And so shows like Cornell 77 and Vanita 72 became kind of legendary among tape traders. Then sure enough, in the 2010s, they were released officially through the Dead, right? But there's still a ton of shows that are relegated to the tapes on the archive or physical copies if somebody has one out there. And so what I've been doing is trying to branch out a bit from streaming, because it's not so much limiting as like there's a ton of variety in all these shows, but just out of curiosity, because I think it's fun. So there's a website called headyvision.com, and what it is people voting on the best versions of each Dead song, because the live performances vary so much that you can really do that. So this is one of the higher rated options for a Scarlet Fire, which is a personal favorite of mine and generally just kind of around Deadheads. But I heard this one a few days ago and I absolutely fell in love with it, and I wanted to play it for the show. It's a very solid Scarlet, but one of the best Fire on the Mountains I've ever heard. So it leads in really well. It's from Cops Coliseum in 1990, March 22nd. It's a show from, Ontario, Canada. And this is a soundboard rip. It's coming straight from the Internet Archive, Stranger Waves first. I hope you all enjoy. It's really, really good. The only warning would be, the transition between Scarlet and Fire on the Mountain is a little rough. It's going to skip a little bit and there's going to be a second of Dead Air, but just push through it. It's going to be worth it. Hope you all enjoy. And I'll, I'm going to let them play through full. I'm going to let both songs play back to back, and then I'm going to hop back on, do a PSA, and get back to the set. It's going to be about 19 minutes. I think it's very, very much worth your time to listen to the whole thing, because it's really, really great and it's special. And it's from a 90s show, which I don't really listen to that often, but this one really, really surprised me. So, again, hope you all enjoy. Sorry, technical difficulties. Give me a second. Okay, I'm very, very sorry. I don't know what's happening. I think the internet's not doing too great. Oh boy. All right. I'm gonna figure this out. I promise you, because it's really, really worth hearing. So. In the meantime, hope everybody's day's going well. Nice Wednesday. Not raining anymore, which is nice. Okay, here we go. Let's see if it works. Yes. Okay, perfect. All right. Send you back.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
If you stuck through that, you're a real one. But yeah, I don't know. There's a debate amongst deadheads like the MIDI, Uvery, and whatever. I don't care. I love it. It's hot. Jerry's great. It's good stuff. But yeah. Whew. All right. So got about 20 minutes left. I'm gonna run a quick little PSA, and then we can get right back into the music. Let's see here. Come on, Rivendell. Where is it? Where's my favorite one? There you are.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
So yeah, I don't know. Part of the fun for me of being a deadhead is just being able to like explore the band and see all these different sides of them, because you read all these comments about like the version of Scarlet Fire we just played. I see all these things that are like, oh, I didn't know a 90s show could sound like this. This is, you know, the last time I just disregard a 90s show for being from the 90s. And it's interesting because there's all these weird differentiating opinion, different opinions in the like deadhead community about, oh, which era of the band is the best, which lineup was the best, which years are the best, which individual year is the best, which run of shows, crazy stuff. And I'm not even as into it as a lot of people, but it's a lot of fun to just kind of peruse through the archives and find new stuff to play. Up next, got a song from Wilco. This is Via Chicago off Summer Teeth. Enjoy.
Thank you. dreamed about killing you again last night, and it felt alright to me. Dying on the banks of Embarcadero skies, I sat and watched you bleed. Buried you alive in a fireworks display, raining down on me. Your cold hard blood ran away from me to the sea. Dry pages was all I tried to say, but the wind blew me back via Chicago in the middle of the night, and all without flight at the crush of veils and starlight. Searching for home via Chicago. I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Wilco's pretty cool. So, anybody been watching this KD saga play out? Because I think it's really funny. I've been seeing people draw comparisons to the Kobe situation back in, like, I want to say, was it 04 was the offseason where he demanded a trade? I don't think it's that apt of a comparison, because in the Kobe situation, he was not drafted, but traded for draft rights to the Lakers. Won 3 rings with Shaq. And then after Shaq left and it got tough to request a trade. With KD, KD's just, you know, ended up on the Nets and got frustrated because, frankly, the team's built horribly. Steve Nash is one of the worst coaches in the league, and the front office is terrible. And then requests a trade. I think it's a little bit different, but I think it's insanely funny that the owner of the Nets decided to keep both Steve Nash and Kevin Durant on the same team, because tensions next year are going to be insane. And also, just Steve Nash isn't worth it. There are some coaches that I would say, yeah, it's worth keeping and dealing with the adversity because they're a great coach. Steve Nash is not one of those people. So yeah, I'm curious to see what's gonna be happening in Brooklyn, come this NBA season. But we got 2 songs left, and then it's gonna be my time. Up next, got a Black MIDI track off Cavalcade. Hellfire is great. Hellfire is so good. Can't play any of the songs I like off it, though, on the show, for obvious reasons. But, yeah, this is from Cavalcade. This is a... All right, let's see if I can pronounce this. Chondromalacia Patella? Chondromalacia Patella? I don't know. Something like that. One of my favorite songs off the album. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right. So yeah, that was from Cavalcade by Black Mini. And yeah, it's a lot, like, already reached the last song. Crazy how it flies by when you throw in a 20-minute song in the middle of the mix. But yeah, if this set hasn't been all over the place enough, we're gonna throw in something else to keep you on your toes. And get some Cocteau Twins up next. But yeah, so this has been Stranger Waves. I hope you enjoyed tuning in. Up next is Naive Melodies with Lucy. Tune to that, great show. And yeah, I'll see everybody next week. Hope you enjoy this last track, Lorelei off of Treasure. And yeah, see everybody next week. Have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week.
digging my way.